His name was Hattusali, though the other boys and girls called him Hattu. He was by nature a youngster prone to anger, often barely able to control it and quick to erupt, but at this moment, Hattu was trying very hard not to laugh. His two closest friends flanked him as they lay on a heavy awning of bright green and white striped canvas extending from the rooftop of an open front shop, hidden from the view of those below. They were trying hard not to be detected. Hattu's anger was usually forgotten in Havers or Dante's company. For reasons he would never understand, they had become his friends despite his constant rage and furious outbursts, and both had conspired to make his life even more complicated. When he was alone, Hattu became introspective and angry. But when he was with them, the dark thoughts that threatened to overwhelm him were forgotten. Dante, Haver, and Hattu had been given a task: to observe the comings and goings in the market. Dante had insisted on adding a ridiculous commentary to the scene that had nothing to do with their lesson, but threatened to expose their position to the merchant in the shop below, as his companions struggled not to burst into laughter. One of Dante's many talents was a wry wit, but he often lacked any sense of appropriate timing, which earned him his fair share of reprimands, disciplinary duty, and beatings. Hattusali tried to ignore his friend's commentary, while Haver simply closed her eyes and lay with her forehead against her left forearm, both trying not to hear Dante. Hattu could do so with more ease than Haver. The market square was busy. Fisherfolk, farmers, traders, and travellers crowded every corner of the town. Harbourside was actually a part of the city of Corbara, the main port on the island of Koltachin. The Kingdom of Night centred on the large island, but also spread across dozens of smaller isles, home to many fishing villages, farming communities, small fortresses, and the moorings for a huge fleet of trade and warships. The three youngsters were taking advantage of the excursion. The instructors rarely sent them away for a day. Hattu, Dante, and Haver were students at one of the many nameless schools in Koltachin on Morisel, a little island that was home to a small fishing village on the coast and a farming hamlet inland. All who lived there laboured under the firm command of Master Fakaria. Haver was a girl of intense moods, both light and dark, who performed few tasks without thought and determination. Her dark hair usually hung to her shoulders, but today she had bound it in a simple black scarf to keep it out of her face. She wasn't what most men might call pretty, but Hattu liked her appearance. Her face was narrow, and she always seemed to be squinting, even when inside, though her vision was superb, as she proved every time she shot a bow. Her mouth was slightly turned down at the edges, but he thought she had a wonderful smile. He'd known her all his life. She was agile and strong, and as Hattu had started to change from boy to man, he had also begun to find her lithe body more attractive and disturbing. He'd seen Haver naked many times, for the students often swam or bathed together in the stream behind the school, but now he sometimes found the sight of her troubling, even more so than that of the other girls. Right now, she was struggling not to laugh, which made it difficult for Hattu not to laugh. Dante seemed always to be smiling or laughing. Like Haver, he had dark hair, but his locks were much darker, bordering on black. He was broad-shouldered and stronger than any boy in the school, and faster than all but Hattu and Haver. When Dante decided to become friends with someone, they didn't have much say in the matter. There was a quiet madness in his approach to life, a willingness to put himself in harm's way for the thrill of it. No matter how dark the moment, Dante could always contrive a joke, often a completely inappropriate one, to bring sudden laughter, even if his joke itself wasn't particularly funny.